Britain has formally recognised the newly formed Syrian opposition as the sole legitimate representative of the Syrian people. British Foreign Secretary William Hague made the announcement today. Last week, France became the first Western nation to officially recognise the Syrian National Coalition, which was formed earlier this month in Qatar. Meanwhile, as the conflict continues in Syria, thousands of refugees, including children, continue to flee into neighbouring countries. There's growing concern that the coming winter months could pose a real threat to the health and well-being of those who remain in refugee camps. Ruva Khoury is the country director for Save the Children in Lebanon, where she works with Syrian refugee children. She spoke to us about the difficulties which these children are facing.
With winter approaching, we really need to have a response for providing the basic need for these children. The children and their families, they're arriving with like summer clothes. They have no identity papers, and they're coming to even in the camps in Jordan or in Iraq. They are desert area, and you know, in desert areas, usually during the night, it's very cold. It's sometimes reaching freezing temperature. I've just heard that a child died yesterday in Iraq because of the cold. We have a lot of newborn children. We have premature births. We have many children who are at the risk of having health issues due to the cold and staying in tents that are not prepared for winter, or in unfinished houses and in makeshift apartments where they are unfinished, they don't have windows and they don't have doors. In average, we have 78% of the refugees. So we have around 431,000 refugees registered or in the process of being registered. Around 52% of them are children, and 78% of them are women and children. And these groups are very vulnerable if we're not there beside them to provide immediate support.